For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Some Illinois officials praised the recent United States Supreme Court decision that states can collect more money from online shopping. They said it would level the playing field with brick-and-mortar stores and get some much-needed revenue for the state. In this week's Illinois Issues, I explain why the discussion is far from over. The court's decision made two things clear. Consumers who buy online will have to pay sales tax more often, and states will see more money from taxing those online purchases. You might ask, haven't we in Illinois already been paying? Well, partly yes. The state's income tax return asks about internet purchases so you can pay the sales tax, though many leave it blank. And Amazon did start collecting the tax from Illinois customers back in 2015. You may have noticed it then and since forgotten about it. But it's not something Bill McCarty has forgotten. McCarty is the budget director for the city of Springfield, and he talks about sales tax and e-commerce a lot.
We've lost millions. And when you lose millions from your number one revenue source and you have a narrow tax base, there is no question it's going to impact city services.
To him and many other cities, the rise of online shopping has meant less money to do things like branch pickup, sidewalk repairs, and sewer work. And now the Supreme Court decision presents an opportunity.
We can now work with the state legislature to get some new laws passed regarding e-commerce sales tax that ultimately keeps sales taxes that our residents pay home here in Springfield, just like they would if they were to go into a brick-and-mortar store in our city.
Springfield and other cities like it will see some more money from internet sales soon. Beginning in October, online sellers will have to collect state sales tax if they conduct at least 200 transactions or earn more than $100,000 in Illinois. For the state treasury, that could amount to around $200 million more dollars a year, and cities will get a slice of that.
The impact will certainly vary from community to community, but it will be significant.
That's Brad Cole, who leads the Illinois Municipal League, a group that lobbies on behalf of local governments. He supports expanding the online sales tax to include a locally imposed rate, that extra 1 or sometimes 2% tacked on to Illinois' 6.25%. Cole says a proposal for new rules could likely come next spring.
I think it will be somewhat difficult, but I think the need is there, and we have plenty of time.
Carol Portman, head of the Illinois Taxpayers Federation, agrees new rules could be difficult.
I cannot imagine how they could do it in a way that would make it simple, that wouldn't pick winners and losers, and that also wouldn't violate what the court said last week.
She explains the problem begins with how Illinois decides where a sale takes place. If you buy a shirt at the mall, it's pretty easy to figure out that the sales tax goes to the city where the mall is. It gets more complicated with online and remote purchases. For example, which city would get sales tax from an item bought online from an out-of-state seller, shipped from a warehouse in Joliet, and delivered to a Springfield resident? What about the sale of a dishwasher from a big box store in one town, but delivered to a customer in another town? Would new rules affect which town gets the money? The varying rates between different cities and potential changes to the current system, Portman says all of this could lead to winners and losers. David Cult is the founder of Reverb, an online platform for buying and selling music equipment based in Chicago.
I mean, I think that's going to be a land grab.
Cult says a complicated new tax system could be bad for retailers and consumers.
We're really focusing on getting Congress to recognize the need for a comprehensive, reasonable, and easy to understand tax solution and not this land grab across 50 states with all sorts of different enforcement and taxing policies.
The argument for Congress to act is actually part of the Supreme Court's dissenting opinion in the case. Chief Justice Roberts pointed to Illinois' classification of Twix bars as food, taxed at one rate, and Snickers as candy, taxed at a different rate, as an example of the messy system retailers would have to contend with if Congress doesn't act. But as tax attorney Carol Portman points out, we've been here before.
It would be wonderful if Congress could step in and create nice, pretty bright lines for everyone and a nice, simple structure. But everyone has been saying that for years, and it hasn't happened, so I don't have a lot of confidence that it will anytime soon now.
The Illinois Municipal League said it would welcome action from Congress, but that they're lobbying both state and congressional leaders for a solution.